The king gave her the petition, and she rapidly glanced through the opening lines to get some idea of what it was about. As she read, her eyes began to glisten and her breast to heave.
"What is the matter?"
asked the king.
"Don't you know how to read?"
"Oh, yes, sire," she replied, addressing him with the title usually applied to him. "I will now read it, if you please." The two pages were about to leave the room.
"Remain,"
said the king. The little girl began to read the petition. It was from a poor widow, whose only son had been drafted to serve in the army, although his health was delicate, and his pursuits had been such as to unfit him for military life. His father had been killed in battle, and the son had a strong desire to become a portrait painter. The writer told her story in a simple, concise manner that carried to the heart a belief of its truth, and Ernestine read it with so much feeling and with an articulation so just, in tones so pure and distinct, that when she had finished, the king, into whose eyes the tears had started, exclaimed,
"Oh, now I understand what it is all about. But I might never have known, certainly I never should have felt its meaning, had I trusted to these young gentlemen, whom I now dismiss from my service for 1 year, advising them to occupy their time in learning to read."